No, I can't do it. I know we agreed ahead of time, but that was before I realized what I was getting myself into. I can't go out there. I'll literally die. Please, please don't make me do this. Oh, no, don't start begging. I hate it when you do that. Because I can't say no when you do it. Please, I don't want to. Because it's embarrassing. You really want to see that bad? Fine. Get ready.
How do I look? Oh my god. Your jaw almost hit the floor. Surprised? I was too. Who would have thought the cross-dressing lady killer would clean up so nice? Jeez, your stare is burrowing right into my soul. I'm getting embarrassed. You want me to describe myself? Why? You think it's fun to see me embarrassed? When I agreed to be your girlfriend, I did not know you were such a sadist. I'm sporting a new haircut. My hair's still pretty short, but I restyled it and swept my bangs off to one side. So now it looks less like a boy's haircut and more a girl's shortcut. And I'm wearing those nice earrings you got me. They're dangling from my ears. When I looked in the mirror before I came down, they were the first thing that caught my eye. When they catch the light, they twinkle. It's so pretty. I thought how lucky I was to have such a nice boyfriend. And I'm wearing a choker. My outfit is a trendy off-the-shoulder top that I saw in a fashion magazine, and a short skirt. Same skirt you helped me pick out. You said how you liked how short it was, how it showed off the entirety of my legs, and the way it looked on my butt. Well, you didn't use the word butt. I'm wearing Mary Janes instead of sneakers, and I got my nails done. I completely got prettied up today, for the first time in my life. Because today I'm going on a date with my boyfriend, and I wanted to look good for him. There. Are you satisfied now, you monster? There's something I forgot. What could I have possibly forgotten? Oh. You are evil. I'm also... There's... Underneath... I have... I'm wearing a... I'm wearing the frilly bra and panties we picked out together. The same ones you fucked me in the day we got them. Is that it? Is that what you wanted me to say? I'm so excited for a date. This chocolate parfait is so good. Do you want some? Okay, say Isn't it just the sweetest? I'm so glad you brought me here today. I still can't believe this is happening. Me, on a date with a guy, like a normal girl. I never thought this day would come. You already made me so happy. I thought... Since something inside of me was broken, I'd have to keep lying and hiding that part of myself forever. Then I'd die without anyone having ever known the real me. But you found out, and you accepted me. You accepted me for who I was, weird complexes, dirty mind and all. I love you. Why does it make me feel so shy and warm inside to say that? We're already on a date, it's not like this is news. But it just feels good to say. You're concerned about me? That's sweet, but I feel fine. Really, I've been insanely happy the whole time. When the service told us we made a cute couple, I nearly burst into tears, but I don't feel strange. Who knows? Maybe that was just a phase I went through as a teenager, and I was just too scared to check when it stopped. Or maybe having a boyfriend to focus on cured me. I don't know. All I know is that I'm here today with you, and that's exactly where I want to be. Oh, my stomach's full, and so is my heart. Oh, but my head, hearty har har. My head isn't. Well, something else is starting to get full, so sorry to spoil the mood, but I've got to go to the little girl's room.
Help me. I'm still in the bathroom. I know, but I need you. Come quick, please. I need it. I can't go on. I'm afraid.
Thank God you're here. Look. Why are you looking at me like that? This is a big deal. There's a changing station. Didn't you hear me? There's a changing station in here. Why is that a big deal? Isn't it obvious? There's a baby's changing station for babies. Don't you get it? Babies come from girls. I'm a girl. Come on, please, don't you get it? Don't you get me? Going down a spiral. I can't stop thinking about babies, about pregnancy, about getting impregnated. Oh, God. I'm not better at all. It wasn't just a phase, and I'm not cured. I'm still the crazy nympho bitch who can't be trusted in public. Hey, okay. I know you mean well, but that did not help. My crotch just fucking burst into flames. I'm so fucking hot. I'm sweating. My head is spinning. I can't. What are you doing? You're putting me on the counter? Are you insane? You want to do it in here? We're in a public restroom. Someone could come in at any second. So the cafe looked a little empty when you walked in. Are you seriously going to risk it? Yes, I want it. I'm not thinking straight. I can't think of anything other than getting fucking bred by your delicious fat cock. I want to be bred. And I specifically want to be bred by you. Ever since you found out I was a girl. No, even before that, I've completely stopped thinking about any guy other than you. I think I belong to you now. I want to be your woman. I want you to breed me. I want to let my entire existence be yours to play with. For you to kiss me and fuck me and play with my tits and ass and pussy every day. And I want to have your baby. Please, I want it. I want to have your baby. Yes, please, take my skirt off. Look, they're the panties. The frilly, pretty, girly ones you've already fucked me in. Do you remember the way I felt with them fluttering around my leg? How hard I came the last time you fucked me in them? We've already paid for them, so now there's nothing stopping you from making a big mess of me in them. Oh, yeah, lead me through the fabric. Fuck, that feels so different, but so good. Oh, so soft and ticklish, but I can still feel your mouth underneath it. Completely claimed my body a long time ago. You've clearly had plenty of time to map out all of my weak spots, and now you're attacking all of them with your tongue without mercy. God, this is so good. I'm sopping wet. Can you hear it? Can you taste it? Coming up? taste myself. Oh, that's good. Your tongue skills and my sweet feminine taste. I wouldn't be surprised if I came just from this. Oh, you just pulled my top down. It's so low cut, it slipped right off. Now my bra and panties are both on display. Oh, fuck. And now my tits are out. Man, you really love tits. Not that I don't get it, mind you. I still wonder what you're planning on if someone walks in on us. How do you explain your presence in the woman's bathroom? How do you explain me sitting here with my tits hanging out over my bra? Squeezing my tits is not an answer. No matter how good it feels. Oh, fuck you and my tits. You have no technique up there. You just grab them and squeeze them and use them. Just enjoying the feeling purely for yourself. Without caring for me except as a pleasure doll to enjoy playing with. Oh, that always feels so good. I've always known that being a masochistic toy for a virile man like you is my purpose in life. And every time I feel you roughly and aggressively claim me as your slutty little plaything, fuck, I just go crazy. I'm crazy about you. I'm crazy about being yours. Oh, my panties are probably ruined. I've soaked clean through them. You pulled them off and you're just laying them on the counter where anyone could see them? What's wrong with you? I can't believe you. Are you like me? Did I make you like me? Don't you think of anything other than sex anymore? Are you okay with risking your reputation and livelihood as long as you get to put your dick inside of me? I want it. I want it too. I want you inside me already. Your dick inside so hard, so big. Gonna impregnate me. God, you're so fucking rough. Oh, my breasts are bouncing. Oh, my entire body is getting thrown around by your big, strong dick. Every part of me is shaking from my tits bouncing up and down on my chest to my legs flailing helplessly to my hair swaying to my eyelids fluttering as I barely hold on to consciousness. Oh, you've only just started to fuck me. I'm already starting to black out. Your cock is seriously too good. You're sucking on my nipples like a baby. Oh. Someday our baby's going to drink my milk just like this. Because you're going to preen me. Going to fill my womb with your cum. And make me have your baby. I can't believe I'm being used so roughly in a public space. What must I look like? Yes, please, let me see. I want to see myself getting fucked again. Flip me over so I can see the mirror. Oh, fuck, I look so pathetic. I'm all right. My eyes are unfocused. I'm drooling. My nipples feel so cold. Being rubbed so hard and rough against the countertop. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're seriously using me without any mercy. You're just going to town on my poor ass. What if someone outside hears you pounding the hell out of me in here? The noise is so fucking loud. Oh, getting fucked from behind in this position. You reach so much deeper inside of me. I think the head of your dick is kissing right up against the entrance of my womb. Knocking against the entrance. If you come, your huge thick load will completely flood directly into my baby-making room. Oh, this is perfect. If you come like this, I'll get pregnant for certain. I want that. I want to have your baby. I want to be the mother of your child. I'm your woman. Every part of me is yours, so it's only natural, right? I need to have your baby. I need you to impregnate me. I need to be bred. This is me. This is how my brain works. I saw a fucking changing station in a bathroom, and I realized all of that. This is my life. A life of constant fucking hunger and need. I need you. I need you. I can't live without you anymore. I can't live without you or your thick, long, hard cock. Oh, I need to feel your thick, hot, masculine fucking cum flowing throughout my entire body and planting your seed inside of me, making me yours. Oh, I need to be your woman or my whole existence would be pointless. Oh, God, yes, slip those fucking hips against my ass over and over again. Use me to get yourself off and let me have all that baby making cum. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh, God, you're coming. Oh, you're coming so deep inside me. Oh, my coming pussy is greedily swallowing up all that precious cum. I think you're coming even more than usual. I'll drink it all up. I promise. Even if you completely fill my womb, I'll take it all. I'll take every drop into my womb. I'll drink it all up. Holy shit, you're still coming. God, I love your cock so much. I'm yours. I'm yours. Wow. I didn't think I wasn't... I can't believe that happened. You don't understand. I really did enjoy our date, but I really just wanted to be a normal girlfriend for you. I wanted to make you happy. But you saw what just happened. I don't think I'll ever be able to be normal. I'm still a freaky pervert. I'm broken. I don't think I can be your girlfriend. I don't think I can be a girl at all. Do you really mean that? You want to try again, even after I did all this? You think my perverted side is cute? I can't believe you're still doting on me like this, even after I ruined our date. You know you can't take me out on dates or probably even outside at all anymore. You really think that? You really think that if we keep trying, we'll be able to do it eventually? But that's... I guess we really did make it almost all the way through. But I really passed out at the last hurdle, didn't I? If you really think it's still okay, then we can keep going out like this. I would love to keep being your girlfriend. I'm not sure about giving up on the cross-dressing altogether, though. I like the way I look in guys' clothes. Does that bother you? I didn't think so. I'm your best friend and your girlfriend. There's no issue with one person being both. Jeez. Bent over a restroom sink full of cum with your boyfriend's cock still inside. This is not the place you're supposed to have these sort of heart-to-hearts. Go ahead, pull out. That's right. That is so much cum. If this is what's spilling out, how much must there still be inside of me? Oh, breeding talk? That was, you know, just spiral talking. I don't normally think stuff like that. I wasn't planning on having your baby. Oh, although, you should probably know, I'm not on the pill right now. I didn't think... Okay, well, you are hugging me really tightly right now. Are you really okay with this? I want it to. I love you, and I love being yours. I'm so glad I found out I'm a girl.